Welcome to Banter and Bonding.
Hey, guys.
We did practice that a few times.
We didn't practice anything.
All right.
You practiced.
I just get nervous. And like after my Snapchat, my post, I'm like, don't mess this up. Don't mess this up. And gosh, I messed
it up.
That
was awesome, though.
I hope everybody enjoyed that.
I know I did. I'm probably 100 of those views.
That's great.
Because it's just that good.
Was good.
How was your week?
Pretty slow and steady.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, we had Halloween.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's about it. Out of the norm. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Do we have anything to follow up on? Oh, Wednesday, did you watch episode 2?
I did. Mm-hmm. It's just a little gory for me at this point.
It's interesting. When she went to visit Tyler, I thought that was kind of strange. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just different than the first season.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I dislike it. It's just different. So yeah. I'm having to like re-get into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Are we continuing with this?
It's up to you.
Okay, probably not.
Okay, then I'm going to take it off of my list.
I don't know, unless a viewer is just like, please, because I love it.
Here, okay, I'll keep watching it because one of my kids really enjoys it. So I'll keep watching it.
Okay.
And then if it gets good, I'll
let
you know and be like, it's worth sitting through or good call on dipping out.
Okay. Thanks. Take one for the team.
Yeah, I'm going to have to finish it either way with my kids. So.
Yeah.
So we have some viewer questions.
Okay.
I think, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8 viewer questions.
Okay.
Have you ever used a bidet?
Oh, that's the thing. I was like, bidet. My brain. Okay. No. And I probably won't.
They're magical.
Okay. So we went to visit my cousin in Iowa. And there's a truck stop that we went and ate dinner at. And Keegan is gone.
He was playing with the bidet,
He was like, Mom, come check this out. Like, he was going to make me go into the men's restroom and sit on the toilet and show me how to work this.
He was awesome.
That excited about it. Yeah, it's just awkward. I mean, maybe it's different when it's, like, in your own home. I don't know.
I can see that, I guess.
But in public, like... what?
So they're very common overseas, like standard.
Okay. That's the standard toilet.
Yeah, they're magical.
Okay.
It's a whole experience.
Well, when you get one, let me know. I'll come over and experience it.
I'm probably not going to because my kids would like have water shooting out of the toilet.
Jack would be like, I can't reach the faucet. I'm just going to drink out of here.
Oh my gosh. Out of all your kids, Jack would be the one to do that.
Jack would be the one to do that.
my little hippie, I love him. Would you rather be 10% smarter or 10% more attractive?
I'm a smoke show.
Absolutely.
How about 10% more smarter?
I need a little more brain. I'm already married. I'm not trying to impress nobody else. I need the brain.
That is hilarious. Yeah, the brains.
I need the brains. If you could redo one single moment in your past, what would it be?
I think you know that personally. Yeah.
Besides that.
Yeah. So,
I knew that this one was going to be a,
yeah. Redo one thing in my past.
I almost didn't ask this.
Okay. This is a little deep as well, but are you going deep? Like, should we go deep?
I don't know.
Okay, this is a little deep, but I think that no matter who listens to it, we'll be like, okay with it. Keegan, when my mom will be like, I told you so. Okay, when Keegan was born.
Hey, girl.
Get off here, Mom. Here's your time to shine, girl. When Keegan was born. I gave him the last name of the guy that I was with, thinking that, you know,
it was going to last forever.
Absolutely. Cause who's ignorant? Me. So, I gave him last name of Owen, and Keegan carried that name until he was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And when his dad came into his life at the age of 10, that was like a big changer. And I don't think that his dad actually knew the whole reasoning behind the last name, but, anyway, so at the age of 14, I changed it. So if I could have just done it in the beginning, I would have just given him my maiden name, Zukowski. But I don't know that it would ever have changed to his dad's name now because, you know, the Zukowskis carry a good name. I don't know.
Well, and it's not like an oddball name. Like,
right.
It has no relationship to him at that point.
Right. So right.
I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know if I'd change anything because I kind of dig where I'm at in life, and changing one thing could alter everything.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I probably, I don't know. I probably would have just put more effort into school.
Oh, yeah.
So I could get that 10% bigger brain.
Yeah, you should have done that.
But literally every choice put me here.
I agree.
So I'm not one to dwell or try to think about changing things because my whole life could be completely different.
Absolutely.
Had I not dropped out of school, I would have never met my husband.
Right.
So, like, everybody's like, don't you wish you would have... College.
Sorry. She is a little bit smart.
So, I do have a high school diploma. But had I not dropped out of college, I would have never met my husband. Yeah. And that would have completely altered everything.
Absolutely.
Everything leading up to college, like, what could I have changed?
Right.
So, yeah, no, I don't think I probably would have changed anything.
Right.
I mean, maybe all those times I was spending money on soda and dumb crap at Walmart, I might have saved it because I don't feel like that would have altered, you know, like.
Right. Absolutely.
Buying that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dumb toy or whatever.
Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Yeah.
And never Yu-Gi-Oh cards. But a lot of football cards, though. I did have a sick collection for a long time. But or like my midnight runs to Walmart with Dana and we would buy, I don't know, just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have those memories.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I'd probably just leave it all alone.
We're going to have to talk about those memories on After Hours. You have some really good ones.
Do I?
Dana. I wish we had a call in. Like, I wish this was a radio, like, where Dana could, like, call in. Like,
I'm
just
trying to figure out what story you're talking about.
Just the car in the back seat. You guys are driving.
Oh my God. You know,
just like little things like that. It's just like so great. Like we talk about these things, like these memories, and then Laura's like, "Hold up, let me call Dana." And Dana tells it word for word. Like Laura does not even exaggerate. It is that crazy of a story that it's exaggerated in my mind, but it is 100% true. And Dana is like, girl, that happened.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah,
we had some wild stuff, I guess.
Needs to come on the show so I could just laugh and you guys could just talk.
We could always send him a link.
We need to do this sometime.
And he could just use his computer and we could like phone him in.
Yeah.
I'll set that up.
Okay.
It probably won't be anytime soon, but I'll set it
up. Right. Yeah. Because it's an after hours thing, so.
It's going to have to be. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Anyway. Even if we didn't tell that story, if Dana's on.
If Dana's
it's gonna
on.
Have to be after
sorry,
hours.
Sorry, Dana.
Love you, boo.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. If you could teleport anywhere you wanted right now, but you had to stay there for 1 year, where would you choose?
No, I don't know that I would. I mean, like, my first thought is with Eli and Bentley. But I don't want to stay there for a year.
So I am going to approach this differently.
Okay.
I'm not going to teleport, but I'm going to time travel.
Back.
To where I don't have bills.
Can I pick
like
three?
Like, when I'm probably, like, 16 or 17.
Okay.
Where I'm, like, old enough to go do my own thing.
But
I don't have legitimate bills.
Right. That's hilarious.
And just relive that one story that year all over again.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be fun?
I'm pretty sure that I knew you at that point. I think that might have been the year you hated me. Maybe the year after.
I hated you for like 12 years. So.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
It's true.
It might actually be if we did the math. Okay, it's not like I, like, hated you. It's just, like, you were not, like...
What year was that?
My chosen.
What year was that?
2009.
My freshman
2010.
Year? 2010. So, 9, 10 school year. Mm-hmm. That would have been my sophomore year.
So, and then probably...
What is this year? 25? Yeah. So, 13. We've been cordial for 2 years.
Two?
Yeah. That Bible study was 2 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Well, 2.5, 3.
Okay.
Because I lived in Salina when it started.
Right.
But I have been here for just over 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
So I would say 3. Let's just say 3.
Okay.
So that puts us at 10, but it was 3 years in, so 13 years.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, you hated me for 12
years. I didn't hate you. You're just like not my first pick.
I'm still not your first pick.
Oh! You were my first pick Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good time.
That was so good.
Moving on.
Please.
Would you rather fight a bear with a sword or a shark with a spear?
A bear with a sword or a shark with a spear? I don't know.
Can I bring the shark on land?
Right? I'm like, I'm a good swimmer, but I'm not that good.
How deep's the water?
Yeah, right? And the bear, what is it in the woods? Is it like, you know, like fair ground? Like bears can climb trees. I don't know. Mm-mm.
Is there water nearby that I can run into and swim away?
You know what? I'm going to try my best. So I'm going to go with the bear. I'm just going to try my best.
Like, I think I'm taking the shark.
If I die, I die. I'm not drowning.
But they say, like, I'm a good swimmer.
Okay, but take when that shark hits you in the gut and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, you got a spear in the gills or in the eyeballs first.
Yeah, see, I don't even know how to kill anything. I'm dying.
Because they always tell you to either attack the gills or the eyeballs.
The eyeballs.
Sorry, eyeballs.
Get them eyeballs.
I don't know what you do with a bear. I don't know. All I know is that it does, in fact, poop in the woods. That's it. That's all I know.
That's a fact, Jack.
I think I'm going to have to take the shark.
Yeah, I'm taking the bear.
I think bear would be way more.
You know what? May the best man win.
I think I could just get gobbled up real fast by a shark, and it would be less painful.
Painless? No.
Less painful. Because I'm going to bleed out real fast, whereas a bear will just shred me to pieces.
I'm taking the
shark.
I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe that I am saved. And if that bear comes at me, I'll just myself. I'm just saying. Bear.
Okay. All right. Oh, hold on. Time out. What is this?
What is this?
Oh, you got what I thought. No.
Okay.
We're looking at that spot in front of the garage.
Okay.
Between the concrete slab and like the sidewalk to the garage. Mm-hmm. Trying to decide if I want to gravel it, but Cole wants to concrete it. And I'm just like,
Yeah.
Or do we leave it grass? So he's let me know what he got quotes for gravel.
Okay.
And said it'd be a lot more for concrete. And you know how I am with my money. So I'm thinking grass sounds great.
I know.
It's already grass. Yeah, but I want to do all the prep.
I know how to do that too.
Well, I'm not saying I don't know how, but I don't want to.
Well, I'm just saying I want a place to party on Friday night, and that's the place. That's the pad.
Okay. All right, we'll do concrete. If you had to teach a class on something you know, what would it be?
Oh, for real? What?
What's going on? My response for you is an after hours response. Like, yes. Instantly.
Yes, ma'am.
After our shenanigans on Friday.
That's pretty much all I know is...
Shenanigans?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yes, yes, shenanigans. What am I pretty smart about?
Is that a question?
It's one thing when I ask myself, but when I like asking you.
Eat a Snickers.
When I ask you, and you're just like, you have nothing. My best friend can't even, my best friend's even lost.
I said I have an answer, but it's not appropriate. I can't get that on my head.
Oh, my leash.
You make a mean salad.
Thanks.
Class on how to prep a salad.
Okay. I got nothing, so move on. What about you? You have hobbies, though.
I don't, though. This.
Fishing?
I haven't fished in years.
I know, but the making the lures and stuff like that.
I'd have to re-educate my whole self on that.
I guess I could clean. Show you. I could show a few people how to clean their house. Anyway.
Me included.
Anyway. Marley and I talked about you. She was so I walk in. A girl from church comes over. And she went over to Laura's house on Friday. And she's like, hey, I can help you clean up if you want. Laura's like, no. So she comes over.
You're making it sound like I live in a complete pigsty.
No, listen. So she comes over to my house today after church. And she was like, I can help you clean up if you want. And I was like, like, I completely avoided the conversation. So, anyway, maybe cleaning is not mine either.
Yeah, I mean, I think Marley's just her own breed.
Marley's my favorite breed.
Oh, I love her.
Shout out to Christopher Smith.
Mm-hmm. You did good, bud.
You did good.
Would you rather date someone who is out of your league or someone who thinks you are out of theirs?
But like, does he know he's out of my league?
Apparently not.
I don't know. I would say, because if he's out of my league, then I'd be like,
okay, but what league are we talking? Just looks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Financial? Emotional?
I feel like
educational.
We've just discovered.
League are we talking?
I don't know. What do you want to say? Do you want to set the foundation for the question?
No, I'm just curious. Like,
so financial, whatever, because I don't feel like finances are like that. Like,
well, no, it's not a league when you get married.
Absolutely.
When you're married, you're one.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if I make $10 and he makes $1 million or
exactly.
Vice versa.
We
have $1 million and $10.
Yeah, we are providing. Looks? No, anybody can compare to this. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just don't feel like that's a thing either, because I don't want to say
it's all a perspective thing anyways.
It really is, because you don't think my husband's attractive and I don't think your husband's attractive. Okay, sometimes I think your husband's attractive. Why did you do that to me? You're like, you literally put me in my place with a look. I hate you. You're like, girl, you're lying.
Well, if your husband would flip the hat backwards, I'd know if he was attractive or not.
And his glasses. Tell him to stop wearing his glasses.
Did that do it?
It does. Like, why?
Well, bad news for you.
He's going to have to wear them all the time. I can't come over anymore. And that mustache. That's
yeah,
he does not look bad with it. Do you like it?
It's different.
Yeah. So yeah, you've only known him
when we first started dating. He used to grow this little soul patch.
Oh, gross.
And then turn into a whole patch.
Gross.
And then he did, I don't know, like a, I don't know. He tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was patchy. He hadn't hit puberty yet, it seemed. So he's given up on the whole chin and just on the stash.
Because that's all they can grow. That's all they've been able to grow since they were 14. Look at my kid.
27.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Anyway, back to the league. I don't know. I guess maybe.
I would probably choose the one that he's under my league.
Yeah, you are like, you got to have a one-upper. A All right, moving on.
I changed
on.
My answer. Whatever.
I don't know.
Okay. Would you rather be a decent person that no one trusts or a secretly bad person everyone trusts? I'd rather be the decent person that no one trusts.
Because that's my, I know the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your opinion of me doesn't matter. I don't even need to know your opinion of me.
Yeah, I'm, yeah, you know how I feel. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all of the viewer questions.
Okay.
I did do some research from last week. We talked about fortune cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Fortune cookies are not actually a Chinese invention. They were popularized in the U.S. by Japanese immigrants.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, we need to write them and tell them to do better.
Why I decided to actually look that up, I don't know, but it was bothering me apparently.
That's funny. What else?
Oh, here's a did you know?
Oh.
Did you know that the 100 folds in a chef's hat actually represent the 100 ways to cook an egg?
No, I didn't even know that there was 100 folds.
I didn't even know there was 100 ways to cook an egg.
Yeah, I mean, same.
I mean, I didn't know there was that many folds either. Obviously, there's a lot.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But yeah, 100 folds for the 100 ways to cook an egg.
Wow. That's pretty nifty.
Yeah. Do you follow the 3 or 5 second rule?
This is more like 10 or 20. We don't have animals. We don't have anything. Like, and I sweep and mop pretty regularly. I mean, it's not like my, like, I, yeah. Anyway, so we don't wear our shoes that often in the house. Like in the kitchen, especially, we don't.
Mm-mm. They get kicked off right as you walk in.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yes, definitely. 15 or 20 second rule.
No, we have animals.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Did you also know that there's actually new research that shows that birds are dinosaurs? By definition, like the anatomy and makeup, birds are technically dinosaurs.
Really? That's crazy.
That's what I read. And it was by a legitimate website, like a science legit website.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I was intrigued.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't finish the article, but I got halfway through and they said they're definitely actually living dinosaurs.
That's crazy.
So we're among dinosaurs and we're still advancing.
World. Yes.
We're not caveman.
Yes. Just debunks us from last week.
It does.
That's funny.
Or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Do you make your bed in the morning?
Depends on the morning. Sometimes I just like get in my just routine and just go. But sometimes I have a second, like after my routine is done, and I will make my bed. But it's not like part of my routine. It's just if I have time.
I make my bed before I get in it at night.
Same. Like, if it's not made, I have to.
Well, here's the thing, though. Because I have animals,
mm-hmm.
and they have access to my bedroom.
Right. They could mess it up.
I have an older dog.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite place to lay is in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, nuzzles, and he'll mess it up anyway. Yep. So I'm not going to spend the time. So I make it before I get in it.
Yeah. I have this mental thing, and Cody absolutely hates me for it. My bed has to be, like, the comforter, the tag, cannot be near me.
It has to be on the bottom.
Well, just anywhere but near my face because I'm going to die.
I don't like it touching
me. It's gonna, I'm going to suffocate on it. I'm going to die on it. Yeah, absolutely.
No, not because I'm going to die on it, but I will not
let it. Don't want it to touch you.
I will not let it. I don't mind if it's at the bottom on my side.
Mm-hmm.
So the comforter, however the tag is, it just has to be facing
down
the end of my bed. Like, I don't want it on the side.
Right.
It has to be on the end of my bed. Yeah. I don't care if it's on my side, full side, whatever.
Yeah.
It better not be up top.
That's my thing.
Specifically on my side.
Specifically.
I will wake him up. If I find out,
move.
It touches my face,
yes.
I will wake him up ripping that blanket off to fix it.
I have to go show you my comforter when we're done because you can tell. You can specifically that Cody tried to rip it off and mess with me. I know he tried to rip it off and mess with me. But I'm just like, I'm not having it. I will not. And I will flip the blanket around. I'm done with that. And then also the other thing is that the mental part before I go to bed, I have to specifically like pull the sheets back.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not ready for bed. I could stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning because I am not ready for bed if I do not pull those sheets back. super stupid, but it's super a thing.
When you say pull the sheet back, what exactly do you mean?
So, like, you put your sheet and your blanket up above your pillow or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, so then I have to literally take that and just pull it down. You know, like...
to get into the bed?
Yes. But say that the bed is messy, okay? Like, I didn't make it, so I'm just getting in and I'm just covering up. I will be wide awake until I get out, put that sheet down, walk away, and come back.
You have to walk away?
Literally, like, I have to go do something, like, because it's just a mental thing. Like, when I come back, I'm like, oh, time for bed.
See, like, sometimes I'm lazy and I'm just so exhausted. I only make my half of the bed and I don't care what Coles looks like. He can fix it when he comes in.
Yep.
But I'll pull the sheet up, then my blanket, get it all nice and neat, and then I pull it back. But okay. I don't have to walk away.
Yeah, I have to go brush my teeth. So that's like kind of like
my I go upstairs to brush my teeth. Yeah, so.
And then you come back. So it's like.
No, I go brush my teeth and then I come to bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't have to walk away, but I need my side to be nice and neat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a mental thing.
That's called OCD. You know that.
I don't know about that.
No, that's OCD, homie.
No, homie. Okay. Your face is like...
That's what it is.
Okay, maybe.
Do you have any other OCD things?
Like, it has to be?
Yeah. Or else it just ruined your whole day. Mm. Or, like, you cannot move on from something.
I got a lot of those. Like, I don't... like.
You should go to somebody.
We're here. Oh. Hi, my name's Heather. I have OCD.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Welcome, send you an invoice. What?
Oh, pro bono.
I thought you were here for me.
Oh, I'm here right now.
That's funny. Maybe I should. I think that's what I'll do. If something upsets me this week and I'm just like.
Write it down.
I will.
And we'll discuss it next week.
And then everybody will be like, she really needs to see someone. Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Have you ever, not just for OCD, but in general, been to therapy?
Yes.
And you didn't like it?
So I really did, but I know that you're going to be like, Heather, why did you stop? It brought up so much stuff.
That's the whole point!
Just like, no, we're gonna cover that back up. It's just, that's a lot.
Did you like your therapist? Or did you see a psychologist? Probably a therapist.
What's the difference?
So, like, psychologist is where you would go for, like, OCD and things like that.
No, it was definitely a therapist. Okay. Central Kansas Mental Health. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was kind of like you didn't have to, like, they weren't making me go, but after some situation happened, I had to go. So I went and got a anger management testing or something. I don't know.
I know what situation you're talking about.
Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you mean? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I had to go do this test thing, and then she came in and talked to me. And then it was kind of like, okay, this is really good. Like, I like her. She's really great. She, like, hears me. She's helping me. But then it was like, okay, let's
then
move on.
Then you dug
from,
a little bit.
Yeah, she's like, let's move on from this situation and let's move on to the next. Here's a situation. Let's talk about that. And I'm like, bleh. And then when I get done, I'm just like, that doesn't even feel good. This does not even feel good.
It's not supposed to feel good in the moment.
Okay, but for 3 days, I was like, oh, my God.
But you, okay.
What?
Is that processing? You have to face it and because when you cover it up, you don't process.
I mean, I've processed how to put it under a rock.
That's it, though. But you don't, like, fully process and deal with.
Yeah.
So that's you processing, dealing. You have to go through all the emotions. You can't just hide it.
Is it kind of like, I'm ignorant, okay, so I'm asking. Is it like... I don't even want to say it because I'm so stupid. Is it like grieving and stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, are there stages to...
Oh, yeah. And it depends on the situation. Like,
okay.
Some may make you grieve, like, super sad and all of that. Some may make you just frustrated. I mean, every situation has a different process, of course.
Right.
But, yeah, there's a lot of emotion within therapy, but then you can release it. But you have to process it, which is the worst part. And that's why most people quit therapy. Guilty. I'm starting therapy back up after the first of the year.
Okay.
Just because. I've been to therapy a few times.
Moving on.
What?
Moving on. like next. Oh.
Do you put oil in your pasta when you boil it?
Yes. Why? And salt.
Why?
So they don't stick together, for one.
Actually,
that's not a thing.
Oil does not help the pasta from sticking. However, it does help keep it from foaming or boiling over.
Okay, so I have heard that, but I just...
It's a myth. Because
it's... Okay, but boiling over, that's a thing. That's the reason people put oil in it.
Foaming or boiling over.
Okay.
But yeah, it doesn't actually help it from not sticking.
Lame. Thanks for pointing that out.
I knew you were going to say that, so I made sure to...
No, Heather, what's wrong?
No, I just made sure to make a note that that actually isn't the fact. Because I also used to put oil in my water up until about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
When I read that. And then I was like, you know what? My pasta still sticks, even when I do that.
Never thought about that.
Sometimes, like, if I drain it and I let it sit for 12 seconds too long, it still sticks.
That's true.
So what's the point? I'm just wasting oil.
That's true.
Throw a wooden spoon on there and it won't boil
over. Does it actually work?
With potatoes.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never really done it with pasta, I don't think.
I got a wooden spoon. I'm going to try that. I have heard that too. We'll see.
Yeah, you'll let me know. So I don't... This might be an after hours thing, but I'm going to ask it because it's just a fun fact. Did you know that... I think this might be an after hours thing.
Just say it.
I don't know if I can.
Because it's inappropriate?
I mean, it just... I don't know. It's not like that inappropriate, but...
Is it going to turn into?
I don't know.
It's just say it.
Did you know that chastity belts were actually invented to prevent masturbation?
Wow.
Like, chronically?
Okay, I don't know who's chronically.
Apparently that was a thing back in the day.
I mean, what else do they have to do? Feed the horses and go inside. Wow. Okay. That's pretty good info. I'm so glad that you shared that with me so I can share that with others. This is
educational.
Yes, and it's getting us smarter.
How many tattoos do you have?
One, two.
Okay.
How many tattoos do you have?
Four.
Okay.
I'm about to get a couple more. Now that I can.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
Be yourself. I don't know. Nothing really sticks out. I don't know. You?
That today does not have to decide your tomorrow.
That's good. Back to what we were talking about earlier about I once heard that other people's opinions shouldn't matter to you. That is something that I say all the time to other people.
Do you live by that?
Yeah.
Like, to its fullest.
I just want to say, yes. Remember the conversation about one person fired you and okay, so that is hard. That was very hard for me.
I know.
And so now it's like, okay.
Now we can make jokes about it, but in the moment, yeah.
But it was like, okay, this is where I have to live by that, because what one person says about you does not determine who I really am.
Right.
So yeah, that was like breaking point, but yes, that's when the whole thing came about. And I'm just like, you know what? You're absolutely right. That does not matter. Mm-mm. So yes, I do live by that, because every time I
was
I
there
don't.
Before and after.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know how it all went down.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I do live by that.
Okay. What food do you absolutely despise?
Like cabbage, any, not
fresh or cooked,
cooked. Like I can't stand the smell. I can't stand.
I love the sausage and cabbage or beer rocks or roast.
So I have to tell you this because I'm your best friend and
you thought my house smelled nasty when you came over and I had a roast cooking.
She's like, do you want some roast? And I was like, no, thanks. I'm not hungry. Starving. Dead starving.
You could have ate something other than the cabbage. There's potatoes. There was carrots.
They were all together.
There's me.
It was all together. So? I can't. I just can't.
Close your eyes and take a bite. You're acting like a child.
I know. I'm like a 5-year old. All I want is chicken nuggets.
Fun fact, the cabbage is my favorite part of roast.
Oh. And I don't even like care for hot beef sandwiches. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I live in Kansas.
Oh, that's true. So like we ate those all the time growing up, and that was my favorite meal. But I cannot do cabbage. And my mom would always put cabbage in there.
Do you do sauerkraut?
Nope. But I'll do the crap out of some horseradish. Not even the same?
No.
My bad.
What about coleslaw?
I love coleslaw.
But it's not cooked.
Right. And it doesn't stink. Seriously. Doesn't stink. I cannot stand it. So, yeah.
Could you eat beer rocks? Or like runzas or...
Yeah, but I don't because of that.
Like, is it a mind game at that point?
No, like I would eat it, but the taste is just not becoming. I don't know. I just do not care for it.
I love beer rocks.
Yeah. And if I did make beer rocks, it would have to be like more meat, less cabbage.
No, fill it up.
Yeah.
I love cooked cabbage. Yeah.
So that's my thing.
I can take a head of cabbage, a red onion, and some smoked sausage and put it in a pot and cook it all down and just eat it. That's one of my favorite meals.
No, opposites attract.
You need to get poor.
No. I'll eat hot dogs and bologna all day before I eat
cabbage. Don't forget your jar of peanut butter.
Literally, and my beans.
I'll eat some beans. Oh my gosh.
You never said what your favorite.
Potato soup.
What?
Despise it.
So does my husband.
I can't even stand the thought of potato soup.
Because you ate it and it was bad. So
it all started when my mom was pregnant with me.
Okay.
It's the only thing she wanted to eat.
Okay.
So like 3-4 times a week, that's what they had for supper.
Okay.
So that's what I was eating 3-4 times a week inside of her stomach.
You don't even know that. Like, how do you even know that? Like, you do not even know
her
that.
Nutrition is my nutrition.
You do not even know that.
How else did that roll? I just chose the black licorice she ate on Saturday afternoon.
I'm not disagreeing with you about the nutrition part. I'm disagreeing with you that your brain function remembers that at 35. No. 30.
I said it starts there. I didn't say it ends there.
Okay.
So it all started there. Well, then after I was born, whatever, like she would still make it a lot throughout the winter.
Okay.
Quick, fast, easy.
Absolutely.
Cheap.
Yep.
I mean, she was raising 5 kids.
Yep.
And she loves it. It's like one of her favorites.
Okay.
So we would have it often.
Okay.
No. I would. There's one other food that she makes that I know, and it's ham and beans, because we would have it regularly.
I'm going to mom's.
Feel free.
When she wants to cook, she needs to come here and cook.
Feel free. Those are the two meals. I have to
go to her house because my kids.
I will literally eat anything she makes, even if I don't care for it, except those two meals.
Wow. Just because you had it all the time growing up.
I don't know if it was all the time, but it was like a staple throughout the winter.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just can't.
So that's funny that you say ham and beans, because I could not when we were children. And, you know, like you said.
I can't even push myself to try it as an adult. Heather, I haven't ate it in 20 years.
I think you should try it.
I can't get past the look of it because I don't know. Like,
close your eyes and eat it.
I can't. That's my one. I can't. But
so funny.
But when, I don't remember how old I was. It was after I was born. So I probably wasn't even a year old. But I know my mom had me, and they were sitting down to eat potato soup. I think maybe for the first time after I was born. And from my mom's story, she can tell you later if it's different from what I remember. Her telling me, because obviously I
right, don't remember.
Don't remember. But they were all just sitting at the table, and without a beat, my dad was eating potato soup, and he said, you know, I don't particularly care for potato soup, and he just kept eating it. But he was not about to tell her he hated it while she was pregnant.
Right, right.
So,
but after thought, he thought it was okay to tell her maybe no more.
I might have just got that from my dad. Like that gene of I don't like right, potato soup. Right,
particularly. That's funny.
But yeah, potato soup and ham and beans. More so potato soup.
So my brother, like growing up, we never had potato soup. But my brother, his previous wife... She made this potato, cheesy potato noodle soup.
So you've made that before.
It's amazing.
I tried it. It was amazing. Okay. It wasn't my fave.
So, because you don't like potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Love potatoes. Despise potato soup.
Okay. So anyway, that's when we started eating it. And if I can make a small batch, but I don't know how because it's not in my genes.
It's a soup. How do you make a small batch?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if I could just make a small batch for myself, because nobody else will eat it. But ham and beans, we grew up with that. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Did you put syrup in your ham and beans?
No.
My mom would put maple syrup in it. Not what? Like in while she makes it, right, but like but when she would sit bowl. Down. Yeah.
That sounds pretty tasty. So then as an adult, my mom had made it. And I'm like, gosh, here we go. Okay, here we go. Oh my gosh, I would die for ham and beans. And my mom made ham, potatoes, and... green beans.
Okay.
So like it was like a soup style or whatever. Anyway, so she brought that to me at work one time, and I'm just like, oh my, I could not scarf it down enough. Like it was so good. I love ham and potatoes and green beans. So good. You're gonna have to try that. Do you like ham? Okay, moving on.
I like bacon.
I just like pigs. I don't want them dead.
Can I have bacon and beans?
That's bushes. That's bushes. You ain't fooling me. That's bushes. That's so funny.
I like bacon. I'm not a big ham person. I'll eat it, but no. I mean, if it like a spiral ham, no.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Mm-mm.
I don't care for that.
I'll eat like a ham sandwich if that's all they got. If I'm real hungry. Do you have a particular shape of bowl that you have to put your leftover soup in? Does it like bother you to put soup in a square bowl?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
Because it's a soup and it needs to go in a bowl.
It needs to go in a round bowl. Soup is not a square Tupperware food.
Is this OCD?
Possibly. Probably.
That's funny.
I can't put soup in a square bowl.
I wonder if I like actually have ever done that, because I'm thinking, no, it doesn't matter. But I'm thinking maybe mentally I would be like, where's the bowl?
So you know when my mom made those chicken and noodles?
Yeah.
What did the chicken and noodles get put away in?
Square.
Oh, it drove me insane. It drove me insane.
In my defense, there's not a under soup.
That is not a, but it's got like a soupy consistency, kind of.
Nope.
It's got liquid.
Nope. Nope.
It's still no. Round bowl.
No.
Round bowl. That next time they're under the island. Big ones. Round bowl.
Okay.
Or the bar, not the island. We don't have an island.
By the way, you're welcome for putting it away.
Square bowls, a no-no.
I'd rather it sat out.
I would have dealt with it myself. I actually contemplated switching it, but I was like, no, that's ridiculous, Laura. And then I stood there. I'm like, I'm going to switch it. I'm like, no, that means more dishes, Laura. And I had to talk myself out of it.
I cannot. What?
Let us know in the comments. Are you a square or round bowl person, or does it just not matter?
Oh my gosh.
I'm a round bowl person.
It just does not matter. I'll let you know if I like consciously... like pick up a, you know, a round bowl for
over
a soup.
A square bowl.
Yeah. So actually I have all the Pyrex and they're all, not all of them, but most of them are circle. So maybe I just don't even
pay attention.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay. That's something to pay attention to. She's really making my OCD go crazy, huh?
Oh my gosh. Oh goodness. What would you change about your childhood? One thing. You could only change one thing.
I don't even want to say it.
Okay.
This is like therapy stuff. What?
It's on the list. I don't know.
Okay.
It's carryover.
Is this like something like, I wouldn't have pooped my pants in the third grade.
No.
If Sherry hadn't have said something.
Although that is funny. Did that happen?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. In the third
grade. I guess growing up, I never really had, like, my dad was around, but not around.
Okay.
Like, with my daughter now, I want her and my husband to have the best relationship. Like, where she can sit next to him on the couch and just, like, hey, Dad, what's up? You know, like, I never got
that. He's present.
Yeah, I never got that affection that I needed from my dad. Like,
do you feel like you have daddy, quote, quote, daddy yes, issues?
Yes, 100%.
And you feel like that affects your everyday?
Yes, 100%. It's kind of like, I've never had this, so I don't know. But in my Christian life, it's like, just reach out to God. Like, he's like your dad. Like, he just wants to hold you. And I don't know
what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. So that's hard for me to connect in my Christian life. But when I get to that point, I'm just like, I sob because I long for that.
Did you have a father figure, like either an uncle or grandpa or a family friend that like did anything fatherly?
No.
Okay.
No.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, nothing. Like, I think the biggest male figure in my life was my older brother, Levi.
Like, what's your age difference?
18 months. I know. I you know what I mean, though? Like, he was, like, more of, like...
He had to step up and...
Yeah. Hey, sis, what's going on? Like, you good today? Like, what's, you know, how are you?
You guys are still kind of like that, though.
Yeah. I mean, like, and now Jerry, not that he asks me that, but, like, no, Levi still... You know what I mean? Like,
sorry, Jerry.
No, Jerry and I, like, we're stupid together. Yeah. We're not, like, you know, touchy, like, feely, you know, like, how are you doing?
You don't have,
like,
that deep connection.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, we've never talked about.
Do you think some of that is because you and Levi are so close in age that you guys witnessed the same things where Jerry was younger?
Right. He wasn't even born yet, is what he says every time we bring up a memory.
Probably. Yes. I mean, probably. Yes. Yes. In all honesty, because what's your guys' age difference? Like 6, 7 years?
I think 5. I was born in 94. He was born in 94. But he was born in 94.
Yeah, because he's not much younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So he could have been 3 and you could have been 8.
He, like, yeah, he would have no idea.
He would never remember that.
Yeah.
But do you think that plays a role in why you're closer to Levi than maybe the other two?
Yes, I think so. But Levi was always blind to the situation. He was always like, I don't want to deal with that, because my dad was very strict and very like, don't
blind or just
afraid.
Didn't want to teeter.
Yeah.
The ship.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He definitely towed the line. He was just like, I'm good. I'm not gonna. Yeah. And I feel like he's maybe still like that with my dad. As me, like, I slap my dad in the face and don't care. Like, I, one time, long story short, stayed the night at his house.
Slapped your dad in the face and didn't care?
I did. Okay, so long story short, we were at my dad's and I was sleeping on an air mattress and he wanted me to change the channel. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Wanted me to change the channel and he's just not with it. He's drunk out of his mind. Anyway, he comes over there.
As an adult?
Yeah.
You were an adult?
Yeah. Okay. My children are on the air mattress with me and I'm pregnant with Jack. Maybe Jack, maybe Lynx. Anyway, I'm pregnant. I know that. And he kicks the air mattress and he kicks my stomach. And I am like 6, 7 months pregnant. And I come off that air mattress and I said, I don't know what you're doing. I'm not doing nothing for you. You need to shut up and go to bed. Anyway, so I took the remote straight from his hand and it's probably a good 20 feet from where I'm at in the living room to the kitchen yonder. And I flung that remote across the room, my grandparents' house, my Jack and Brenda's house, Pa and Grandma's house, flung that remote across the whole entire house. And I said, get out of my face. Well, then, you know, he's like, you're going to find that remote. I said, no, I ain't. Anyway, so I slapped. He was drunk. So I slapped him. Literally, pardon my French, backhanded him, bitch slapped him, and he fell on the ground. And I said, I'm going to bed. Maybe you should just lay here the rest of the night. And I went back and lay down. And of course, I couldn't sleep because I was so mad. And my brother came out and he's like, y'all need to go to bed, Levi. So he still didn't want to get in the middle of it, even as an adult. But yeah, I smacked the crap out of him. I don't care. Like, he's bullied me enough in my life. I'm not standing up for it.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm done.
Especially when your kids are around.
Yeah. I don't know that any of them are awake.
It doesn't matter.
You kick me in the stomach.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just don't even, no, we're not doing this.
Because if he was not coherent, he didn't know whether they were awake or not.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Behavior is not acceptable.
Yeah. So, no. Yeah. Hmm. What about you?
I don't remember what the question was.
Something about if you could change something in your life? No.
Oh, childhood.
Yeah.
I don't know. Despite everything, I had a childhood. Like, I had a good childhood. Despite everything.
Right.
Obviously, I've got stories to tell and mm-hmm. memories that I could relive.
Right.
But overall, I mean, childhood. Probably wouldn't have wrecked my go-kart when I was a kid.
All right.
That was pretty on Mother's Day.
Oh, no. Did you get hurt?
I ended up in the emergency room and had to get 21 stitches.
Oh, my. I bet your mom was so happy.
She wasn't.
Oh, she wasn't. No. That's a no.
Her favorite line from that day is, if you wanted to spend time with me, you could have just said something. We didn't have to come to the hospital.
How old were you?
Fourth grade.
So in the fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So probably just wouldn't have done that.
Right, right.
Probably
right.
would have just slowed down taking that turn. And then I probably wouldn't have spun out into a camper and racked my leg.
Yikes. That's excellent.
It was a good time.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks, pal. She did have to fight with me when we got home from the hospital because I wanted to go ride some more. And she told me no.
Oh, my God.
But little does she know, when she went to work, I'd go out there and spend some laughs.
Gotcha, Mom.
I would just wear sweatpants so the dirt didn't get on my cut.
Oh, my Lanta.
Probably the worst choice she ever did was teach me how to fire that thing up on my own.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
Peace out, fourth grade.
I did get to spend 3 days at my grandma and grandpa's because I couldn't go back to school yet because mm-hmm. I had to have my leg elevated.
Mm-hmm. You know what we need?
Tell me.
A ride on your go-kart.
Okay.
That thing works.
It does.
Yeah.
Wait, the one at my house now or my other one? I still have the one I wrecked.
Really?
Yeah.
The one at your house, I mean, is, I don't know what was wrong with the one at your house. They got it to fire up. It was totally fine.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
It doesn't stop, but it goes.
Oh, well, we're both getting scars on our legs.
It's got a roll cage. It'll stop me. Okay. The one that I wrecked didn't. God. It was one of those. So when I was a kid, my uncle, he built me and my cousin ones for our Christmas gifts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But since then, I was little.
Yeah.
I think third, fourth grade when I got it. It's been cut in half and extended, so it now has two sets of pedals.
What?
So little kids and big kids can
what?
Ride it. And it's got racing slicks on the back. It's such a good time.
Where is this at?
I think it's in Beloit.
We're going to have to find this.
I actually think it's at the same place my mom's car is.
We're gonna.
I believe.
We're going to have to find this.
Well, there's no finding it. I just got to ask my mom. Where?
Yeah.
Who has it?
Yeah. Let me just know.
Text her. She'd tell you right away.
That's grand.
Yeah. It's yellow.
Nice.
Pretty much the same color as my mom's car.
Do you have a place to ride it in Beloit?
No. Mm. That's the downfall. I have nowhere to ride it. That's why I haven't brought it here.
Yeah. Okay.
But I live not far from a dirt road.
You do not live very far from a dirt road. Okay.
Okay. We'll figure that out.
Yes, we are.
Friday night. We could race.
We could race. Oh, my God.
I didn't know where that was going for a minute.
I'm calling Mom right now. I got text her like, can we get that?
Can we get that go-kart?
She'd be like, you too.
She'd be like, yeah, go get it. They'd probably be happy to get out of their hair.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say either that. Yeah, probably just that.
Yeah.
I never wrecked the four-wheeler. I rammed it a few times and probably should have wrecked it, but I didn't. No, I didn't. Okay. Who in your life do you wish to make amends with? That was another viewer question that got pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. Adult-wise. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw that in. What adult? Is there an adult that you wish to make amends with?
I don't think... For me, personally, there is no adult that I have done wrong.
Okay, fair. Next question.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm the same.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Their Fifi's maybe hurt, but mine ain't. Not good. No one have I personally done wrong. You know what I mean?
I know exactly... who comes to your mind when I do my little sippy sip to make it awkward? Because that's who I am. Yeah. I know who comes to your mind, and you're like, no.
Yeah, I refuse.
I would almost move to say, "What? Who's that? Is that your kid?"
Just no comment.
I would move to say that they did you wrong.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I did anything wrong. I know that I didn't. In my heart of hearts.
No, because I was a witness to everything.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no adult
that. And I'm not just saying that. I'm not saying just saying that because you're my friend.
Yeah.
Like, you're my friend because of how that went down.
Yeah.
And so I got you in the divorce.
Yeah. Woo woo. Chosen. Yeah.
If you get in the basement,
I don't know. I was gonna,
that's allowed.
I don't know what's happening.
That's allowed.
I don't know who invited.
But that's allowed.
I don't know who invited.
Doesn't matter. That's allowed.
What do you want me to do? Listen, Mom, just go take care of.
Just say yes or no. It's allowed. Because if it's not allowed, I'll take care of it. If it is allowed, then I'll let it fly.
If they're just gonna go look, that's fine. But if he invited them. Like, I just don't know that he would have invited them.
That's not what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Presence downstairs versus living room.
I mean, like, are they checking out the house? Do they know?
Why? You know, I mean, why do they need to be checking out the house?
I don't know.
It's not for sale.
Bruh.
What do they need to do? Get on Pinterest if you need inspiration for decorating.
It's probably a disaster down there. I don't.
Okay, your house, your rules, whatever.
I don't know what the rules are.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
If you could bring 5 items to a deserted island, what would they be?
You. Food. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Clothes? Yeah, it's deserted. Take that back. We're going nude. You're going to get to know me real fast.
Naked and afraid.
Wait, time out. I am there. She's like, can you please uninvite me?
I guess it's only light half the day, right?
Okay. You know what? Close your eyes.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't even know.
You took back clothes, so you got me and food.
That's all I need in my life. What do you choose?
What? Fire starter?
You could spit on that thing.
Tools to make a shelter.
Oh.
Are they knocking on the window?
I'm just annoyed.
Okay, I'll go with you. At least if I'm going to be miserable, I'm going to be happy. At least entertained and miserable.
That's entertained because we ain't going to be happy.
Water filtration.
Okay.
And a satellite phone.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm getting us out of there.
What if we had to choose? be there.
Because we're still stuck till they can get to us.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, now I have to... Oh, okay. I have to pop this thing open.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap it up with this because we're at an hour.
Okay.
Where's it at? I gotta find it again. Oh, coffee or tea? Oh, this or that is what we're playing.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Netflix or HBO?
Netflix.
Reading or audiobook?
Reading.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Staycation or vacation?
Vacation.
Morning or night person?
Night.
Cash App or Venmo?
Cash App.
Music or podcasts?
Music.
While driving?
Yeah.
Okay. Summer or winter?
Summer.
Glasses or contacts?
Oh, glasses.
Comedy or drama?
Drama.
Lake or ocean?
Ocean.
Crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Marvel or DC?
I don't know.
Okay. Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Would you rather be able to fly or breathe underwater?
Fly.
Would you rather be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
Well, I shout now, so whisper would be fine.
Let's switch it up. Would you rather not brush your teeth for a week or not shower for a month?
Ooh, I would say brush my teeth because, like, I can pick the grid off. A month is a long
time.
Like, a month is a long time.
Would you rather have a bad haircut or bad hair dye?
Oh, man. Dye?
Speeding ticket or parking ticket?
Parking.
Babies dress as animals or animals dress as humans?
Babies dress as animals.
Spend the day in or outdoors?
Depends, but probably outdoors.
Twitter or Snapchat?
Snap.
Travel 50 years in the past or 50 years in the future?
Ooh, past.
Fly or teleport?
Fly.
Permanent frown or your face? A permanent frown on your face or permanent smile?
Probably a smile.
I'd go frown.
You would!
Become a superhero or wizard?
Superhero.
Never have sweet food again or never have savory food again?
Sweet.
Fend. You never have sweet food again?
Yeah, because that's probably why I'm
You're
fat.
Sweet. I get it. You're already okay. Sweet enough.
Okay.
Fend off a bear or swarm of ferrets? I don't know. It's on the list.
They're probably
weird. Come up with this.
I guess ferrets.
Fine.
I already fought a bear and died.
Find out you're a robot. Or find out you live in the Matrix.
Ooh, the Matrix.
This one was one of my favorite questions. 90 Day Fiancé or Love is Blind?
Oh, that is so hard!
Because I know
love
you.
I love Love is Blind.
But you also... But,
yes! Absolutely
this
cannot.
One was the one that intrigued me the most to find out about you. 90, which one would you choose?
90 Day Fiancé.
Really?
I think so.
Really? I mean, I would have guessed Love is Blind.
Okay, so I've watched both.
I know.
And Cody's into that, and they do all the talking, and they do all the things, and that makes me envy them. And 90 Day Fiancé is all about drama. And I'm like, listen.
That's true.
I got drama.
That's
I do that.
True.
Yeah, the 90 Day, or the Love is Blind, I love that, because I love to.
Okay, let me throw this in. Have you ever seen Married at First Sight?
Yes.
Would you still go 90 Day Fiancé?
No. Married at First Sight.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Married at First Sight.
Because it's Christian-based, right?
For the most part, yes.
Yes, yeah. I love that. Yeah, definitely.
Married well, it's hard sight. To not be... Never mind.
What?
Christian-based when you're straight off the top getting married.
I mean, that's true, but...
It could end in a divorce. It could end in adultery. I get it. Okay. Would you rather be a rodeo clown or a matador?
I would be like playing that up. That would be so fun.
Work from home or work in the office?
At home.
Work alone or work with team?
Alone.
Lunches out of the office or eat at your desk?
Out.
Make a phone call or send an email?
Email.
Hot running water or coffee in the morning?
Hot running water.
No more pizza parties or no more birthday cakes?
No more birthday cakes.
Always be 10 minutes late to work or 20 minutes early.
20 minutes early.
Would you rather... Don't say that just because you feel like that's the right answer.
No, like, I hate being late to places, okay. But I always am late to places.
Would you rather take an all-expense-paid dream vacation for a month every year at a mediocre job or have your dream job but pay for your vacations yourself?
Dream job.
Hike or jog?
Hike.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding.
Have you done either?
No.
Okay. Yoga regularly or go to CrossFit regularly? I wish I was fit enough to do CrossFit.
I was going to say CrossFit would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm okay. Spend your day off relaxing at home or doing activities out and about?
At home.
Have to switch careers every 2 years or stay at the same job for the rest of your life?
I like change.
Travel all over the world or travel to the moon once?
Obviously, we know that's fake, so all over the world.
Book smart or street smart?
Oh, street smart.
Road trip or fly?
Road trip.
Explore space or the ocean?
Space. I'm not gonna die in the ocean.
Be this. I'll hang out with my shark. Be the size of a mouse for the rest of your life, or be the size of an elephant?
Well, I've tried one, so the mouse would be fine.
Go to Hogwarts or the Jedi Academy?
Hogwarts.
Unlimited candy at a movie or unlimited popcorn?
Popcorn.
Rainforest or a desert?
Rainforest.
Transformer or Pokemon?
Transformer.
Fastest person in the world or strongest person in the world?
Strongest.
Oh, I'm fast. I don't need to be strong if I can run away from people. Best friend with Batman or Superman?
Superman. What?
Batman.
I don't even know
that. I am Batman. School start and end earlier or start and end later?
Earlier.
You can't get him to school half the time by 7:45 as it is, and you want to go earlier?
Keegan had ISS because of me.
So many tardies. Oh my gosh. Field trip to the zoo or to the museum? We're just skipping over all of that nonsense.
The museum.
Longer lunch or longer recess?
Recess.
Recess, school's out. Yeah. Prom or homecoming?
Prom.
Good at sports or get good grades?
Grades.
Look into your future or change your past?
Look into your future.
Have the ability or, have the power to be invisible or the power to read minds?
Invisible.
Okay, we're gonna end on this. Let me find one. I had one, but I forgot to highlight it. So our company is super great about this, mm-hmm. But do you feel like people should have to go to work on their birthdays?
No. I was born for this. No, I'm not going to work on my birthday.
You know you get a birthday holiday?
I did, and you get paid for it.
Yeah, you sure do. And you can use it any day of the month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want me to do one more?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a little bit more in depth.
Sorry.
What is your favorite sauce to put on French fries?
Kind of depends on the French fry, but
crinkle
I would
cut.
Okay, so I would say probably Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay, shoestring.
Ketchup.
Just a normal fry.
Nothing.
Waffle.
Ketchup.
Sweet potato.
Ranch.
What?
I don't even know what it is, but it's ranch.
Sweet potato fries with ranch?
I don't know what their sauce
ranch
is.
Ranch? Y'all? I don't know. That makes me want to Ralph.
Okay. They like at some restaurants, they usually have like a sauce that comes with it.
Yeah, it's butter with like cinnamon and sugar in it.
be lying.
I'm not. It's with sweet potato fries?
Yes. It's like ketchup and ranch or something. That's what it looks like in the thing.
What restaurant is this? Because I'm calling the health department.
I'm calling the health department on that butter.
What?
I don't know. What? What do you choose on a sweet potato fry?
Butter and cinnamon sugar.
I mean, okay, but what is the point of having a sweet potato fry if you're just having all the fattening things?
Because it's a fry. It's not healthy anyways. It's already been fried. I'm not eating it for the health. I'm eating it for the taste.
Okay, I love sweet potato fries.
I do too. They're my favorite.
And I could probably eat it plain.
They are my favorite French fry.
Yeah, mine too. I could eat it plain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ranch?
What is it called? Like, there's one that I buy. It's in a white package with green lettering.
Hidden Valley?
It's the French fries.
Oh, you jerk.
I'm like, Hidden Valley?
Can't stand you.
Okay, no. Anyway, they're like a peppered or a salt and peppered something.
Sweet potato fry?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Anyway, they're super good, but they're crinkle cut, and I eat those with ranch because of the spice, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, they are so good. And it's not Hidden Valley. It is the Lighthouse.
Mm.
That's my favorite kind of ranch.
I just like homemade ranch the best.
Mm, I bet.
What do you mean you bet?
No, I mean, like, me too. Like,
oh.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know why I said I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
What sauce are you using on a regular fry?
It depends. Like, if I'm just trying to go fast,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be like a ketchup mustard mix.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would never choose to just like skeet, skeet. I would never, ever
really?
Choose. No.
You've never mixed it?
I mean, no. On a cheeseburger, because they make them that way. But like at home, ketchup only. Like if I could go into like any restaurant, okay, you can. But I would just be like just a hamburger, lettuce, tomato, ketchup. That's it. Maybe some onion.
That's diabolical. No cheese?
No, I'm not a cheese person on my sandwich. And you should know this.
You got a ham and cheese.
You get mad at me if I do anything less. If I do ham and cheese, you get mad at me. Cheese is fine, like on Subway. I've grown to like cheese on my sandwich. But like if I get to choose, I'd eat a cheeseburger. But I don't need to choose a cheeseburger. I don't want to choose a cheeseburger. A hamburger is fine. Go to the bar. Is it DK's still in Miltonville?
I don't know.
Miltonville Bar. Plain cheeseburger. Plain hamburger. Hamburger, ketchup, lettuce, and tomato. That's it. Top notch.
Okay.
DJ's Miltonville. Shout out.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well. I guess we'll end on that this week.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Miltonville Bar. I hope they're still open.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to go check that out.
Go for it.
Okay.
Enjoy your ride.
I will. It was a long ride.
You could probably just Google it.
If it's, that's a good idea. Waste my time.
Oh my gosh. That's something else. You going to take us out?
Thanks for watching. Thanks for stopping in.